You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
This is week 105 of Destiny Pizzas, May 11th, 2015. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And today we have a special guest. She's back.
Mylin, I'm here. Hello.
Thank you for coming back.
Not many guests come back. We actually made staples, and then...
And then, like, some guests came back for a lot, like, in a short period of time, and then stopped coming back.
Yeah, there's usually not a long gap, or they just don't come back. Like, I think...
All but... I can only think of three people who never came back.
That's quite a bit.
Mainly because we stopped, like, I haven't invited any of them back. One of them was so hard to get him on the podcast the first time that I'm
not
just,
even worth trying.
Yeah, I'm like,
well, to be fair, I kind of like
pushed it,
forced you to let me come back.
We wish more people did that
to us. I don't even think I told Mike. I was did I ever tell you?
Oh no, you didn't tell me. No.
Okay, I thought I was going to, and then I was like.
But we're usually like trying to force, like, I feel like we're forcing Brian and Uxher to come on whenever they come on. Because they're always like, no, I can't make it.
Either that, or we just, like, I just don't tell them that we're recording.
Yeah, that too.
Where I'm like, okay, we're recording Sunday night. Yeah. And then...
It's kind of a main staple. So I think people should know that. Especially Brian and Uxher.
Yeah.
And if not...
I was actually tempted to just make you record this week.
Alone?
Yeah.
That would have been odd.
Or with Mylin.
Okay, that would have worked. So I don't want to do it alone, just sitting like, this is what I think.
But then I don't know how Edwin would go a week without hearing my sultry voice.
No, I need Drew. How are you going to introduce the whole episode?
The whole episode. You did it once out of like...
I did it once. That was very difficult. I don't know if I'll go back to it ever again.
I'm glad you learned your lesson.
I learned my lesson.
I tried to reach for the stars. And then
I was crushed by
your wings
reality.
Melted and you crashed into the ocean.
No, not for me.
Okay. Well, let's get on to some... superhero news. Yeah, let's just get into superhero news. It's Monday. Drink some coffee. Get your cup of coffee. Go back to your... I assume... You're either working in a cubicle, driving somewhere, driving to work, which would be horrible.
Or twirling a sign on the corner.
Which they're cracking down on. Do you know that in Southern California?
Really?
I don't know. I just know that whenever I see those guys, they always have headphones.
Yeah, they're definitely
in.
Bumping to something.
I'm going to stop everyone I find now and ask them if they're listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Tell me when you find the one person.
This is how I imagine it going. I drive past him day one. I'm like, have you listened to Destiny Pizzas? He's like, no. He starts listening to it. I drive off. Second day. Crime scene. A guy killed himself right now.
Why did I start listening?
Just by jumping into the traffic. He's like, this is horrible.
Oh, I thought you were just going to pester a bunch of other dudes, but that makes more sense to pester one guy, because then he'll probably
listen.
No, you
guys are going to accidentally spoil something. He's just going to stumble onto the road, because he was so angry.
He's like, why? He knew I shouldn't have listened to it.
Who died in Age of Ultron?
He set me up!
He's like, I clearly have no time to go to the movie theater. I'm twirling the sign on the corner.
I'm working all the time. I was just going to go see it, and they told me to listen to this, and then they just told me what happened.
You know how many hours I have to work to pay for a movie ticket? This is unacceptable. That's really sad. Yeah, they're cracking down, I think, in Orange County, almost every city. I think they're slowly moving north, though. Like, Dana Point, I think, is the newest city to crack down and say no. Sign twirlers.
Are those guys, like, a big hassle or something? Are they, like...
I think it's, like, kind of cruel. How many hours do they possibly work?
Especially if they're in, like, some people are actually in.
In costume, like they dress as a Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, the Liberty tax. I feel so bad for
those. Those are the worst.
But then it's way less creepy than, have you seen, like, the mannequin robots that do it?
Yes, I have, actually.
Those things are horrifying. Because you're like, oh, it's a person twirling a sign. And then it's just a robot that's automated to, like, move its hands up and down.
Yeah, the movements are so limited.
I'm like, you're like one step away from being like a prostitute robot.
I don't
even
know how people get these jobs because like I feel like...
I actually know how one person got this job.
Well, I just feel like it's 2015. Like there are so many other jobs.
Yeah. But one where my sister used to live off San Diego, off the freeway, there was a homeless guy who would do like air guitar. It was originally air guitar all day. then some company, I think it was Verizon or something, gave him a cardboard guitar that said Verizon on it, and he started playing guitar on that. He would wear headphones and totally rock out all day.
Wait, wait, so you're telling me he didn't have a job
yeah.
doing this, but he was just doing it because he was a homeless man, like...
Probably a crazy homeless person.
They've decided to exploit that and
Did
be like...
Did you guys hear about the homeless dude in Florida? This is like the best story I've ever heard.
No.
That's how a lot of awesome stories start.
Hope no one's expecting superhero movie news because I think we're just going to talk about crazy people all day.
I just know the weirdest stories, but he saved up $100 of his own money to buy a blank check from another homeless man named Tito. And this guy, like, Tito is obviously just like a normal person. And this, Jeff Waters is the name of the other homeless man.
So he paid $100 for a blank check.
So Jeff,
you can get $1 million out of that. I saw that movie.
Yeah.
So Jeff bought the check from Tito, and then Tito, like a normal person, was like, "Well, it's a blank check, so you can just like write whatever you want on it." And then Jeff was just like, "Holy shit, I can write whatever I want on it." So he went to the bank and tried to cash a check for $368 billion.
Oh my God.
And then, when they interviewed him, they're just like, it's Tito's fault. He should be going to jail. He's the one that told me I could write whatever I wanted on it, and it would work.
Now, the inflection you gave this guy, Jeff, I'm going to guess he wasn't of the Michael Steska flavor of humans.
No, he was. Okay. He's just crazy.
I think he sounds like a Southerner. Like, yeah. Like he's straight out.
Well, but like Alabama Southerner.
You'd have to see his photo.
Okay. Like, maybe he was so dirty that he looked more like me than Michael?
Like, he's just not there.
Okay. Have you heard of the crazy drug that's taking over Florida?
No.
Flaca, or Flaca. It causes... Some guy was high on Flaca. Usually they smoke it through vaporizers. Like, what those people smoke out of, you know? The, mm-hmm. Not like
the
weed vaporizers.
Cigarette
e-cigarettes, yeah. Let me find out. There's, like, news stories coming out every day. And this one guy was having sex with a tree and was proclaiming that he was God. Let's see. But it's like a synthetic drug that people are smoking now. And let's see other stories. There's like some fun stories. Like these are some really fun stories.
Makes you go, what does it do to you?
It makes you go on a murderous rage, paranoia, ultraviolence, running around screaming.
This is a thing that people want?
Yeah, why it's like really cheap. That? It's like $5 for like a lot of it. And it's a stimulant. It's a crystal powder, a grainy crystal powder that can enter your bloodstream pretty much any way fathomable. It can be snorted, eaten, rubbed in your eyeballs, vaporized in an e-cigarette if you really want to. Man on Flaca tries to break into police headquarters. Some guy was streaking. Another guy... was a naked guy who was took a rifle and was trying to snipe people. And another guy high on Flaca impaled himself while trying to climb a fence.
Impaled himself? Did he die?
Yeah.
I just like that rubbing it into your eyballs. It's just like one of the listed
ways. It's just listed.
It's
one of the normal ways you take drugs, you know? Put it in your eyeball. Most effective.
It's like when teens got on those alcohol-soaked tampons.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Or took shots through the eyeballs.
Or through their butts. When they're at the butt-chugging parties. Which I was like, who wants to do that?
Who's doing that, man?
It's frats.
Or when they were drinking hand sanitizer. Why are we talking about this?
Okay, let's get back to this. Well, I was hoping all that would lead into superheroes, because you know who the real superheroes are this week? Sign twirlers. This episode is dedicated to you, sign twirlers.
Swine twirlers.
Swine twirlers.
Swine twirlers. Twirlers. You got the pig? So, an image of the Suicide Squad cast came out. It came out, like, right before...
Right after we recorded.
Right after we recorded last week's.
So, it came out on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then me and Mylan were talking about it, actually, right now. It's like, we just recorded! Oh, no!
Yeah, it's like, why? That's always the worst, is, like, Sunday night. It's like, no! We were so close. But, yeah, the image came out, and it's... I think it's of everyone
a lot of people,
in the Suicide Squad.
Which we didn't even know some of these people were in... The Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Like El Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
Killer Croc we knew was going to be in the movie.
Yeah.
And Katana I didn't know was going to be in the movie. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad she's one of my favorite characters.
And then we got Enchantress. And
Enchantress kind of looks like the girl from The Ring, though.
Yeah.
It is really creepy.
She's super creepy.
I thought she was going to be like, with a name like Enchantress, I expect... Isn't that... She's also a model, right? That's Cara
Delavigne.
Yeah.
Delavigne.
I assume it's Delavigne.
I don't know how to spell her name. That's a guess. Pronunciation is also... I just say Kara, the one with the eyebrows.
Yeah, there's a G in there. There's an N in there somewhere.
I just say the less attractive Natalie Dormer because people say
they don't
look alike. Here, I'll show you these two pictures I found.
Do you have like a picture matching up that they look very similar?
I just feel like her eyebrows are like such a like signature thing for her that that's just all I see. I think she looks more like Kendall Jenner.
That's Kara Delevingne.
Oh, that was from the...
Here's Natalie Dormer.
It's just the hair.
It's the hair, yeah. I know, but...
It's not...
Like, have you seen the side-by-side of Kara and Kendall Jenner?
No.
It is...
She looks more white, though.
Well, yeah.
Is she the one with the fake lips? The one that was telling kids to suck on shot glasses and damaging their lips?
No, that's the other one. Kylie. Although, if she did do an interview, she's like, people are just idiots. I get, like, temporary, like, lip fillers. Why are people doing this?
She has to count on those idiots. A lot of those idiots are her fans.
Yeah. How can we call listeners of this podcast idiots? How long do you think that will last before we lose?
That'd be terrible.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, it's like much closer than Natalie Dormer.
It was Sunday. Sunday, I dedicate to ND. We're tight like that.
But yeah, she's also, she's a model, but she's also in, like, Paper Towns is coming out in the summer. And now this, I think Paper Towns might be her first movie, I'm not sure. She did that weird-ass Chanel campaign with Pharrell.
Oh, okay. We also got to see Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Who, Bruce Timm came out and said, Harley Quinn's actually pretty cute. That's what he said. He's the creator of Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
I think that was his tweet.
I think he said something like he doesn't know yet because she just has to be funny or something. Like, that's the main characteristic he wants or something like that.
I'm glad to see that goes both ways. She's really funny. She doesn't have to be attractive. She's really funny. But Enchantress is really scary to me. Woman of my nightmares.
I feel like if you weren't, like, maybe if you were just doing, like, a glance at this photo, you wouldn't even see her at first. But then
it almost looks like her.
It's like what was that movie? Was it Sinister? Like that dude, you look at the picture, like a monster is in the picture, and then like you kill yourself after that.
This is not a movie that I would watch. I'd like going back to our conversation earlier. Elizabeth Olsen, I've seen every single movie she's ever done except for Red Lights and Silent House. Both look like they might be kind of bad, but they're just, like, even slightly scary. Like, I couldn't watch the trailer, so I can't watch the movie.
I'm going to watch this movie for Margot Robbie.
Yeah, I think that's the main selling point right there.
Because David Ayer, this is, like, his first, like, not law enforcement movie.
What else has he directed?
End of Watch.
Sold.
Training Day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely sold.
Of course.
Double sold.
I need to watch End of Watch again.
I mean, he made Ethan Hawke into a decent, like, a decent movie with Ethan Hawke. He's up for sainthood, if you ask me, after that. But yeah, I also don't like Captain Boomerang. I didn't expect him to look like a douchebag. Or El Diablo to look like a douchebag. Or Killer Croc to look like a douchebag.
Yeah, a lot of them look like douchebags, for sure.
Especially because El Diablo is wearing a jacket that says El Diablo. And Captain Boomerang is wearing a jacket that says Captain.
Yeah, that's pretty cheesy. Yeah, the only ones I really like are, like, Katana, Harley Quinn, and Death. I kind of like the Deadshot one.
Deadshot and Killer Croc. But even then, he doesn't look like a crocodile. He could be the Thing.
Yeah, it is kind of a
weird
Killer
Croc. That's what I
thought
he looked like.
The Thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that.
But
where's
the first
the croc?
One, not the new
one. Yeah, the
one.
First one.
I was like, all they got to do is do what they did for Amazing Spider-Man. Make him look like that. But then I guess they didn't want to go all CGI enough. But it doesn't look... I wouldn't call that guy Killer Croc. If I didn't know that was Killer Croc, I'd be
I was like, is this some weird, like, colossal...
It looks more like Grundy,
ripoff?
Like Solomon Grundy.
Yeah, that's what some people thought.
Yeah,
but Solomon Grundy's, like, less scaly, I think.
Yeah. Definitely. But, like, just by the tone, the color, and the...
And
the face.
Build.
Yeah, and the build, yeah.
And then we got...
Yeah, we got a Deadshot picture that Will Smith put on his Facebook or something. I like the Deadshot. I like this with the whole mask.
With the mask and the
I don't know, without the mask, he looks kind of weird. but
or in his Shaft uniform.
Yeah, like in his Shaft, whatever costume. He's in the mall or wherever the heck he is with his daughter or whatever
I'm
that is.
I'm not familiar with this series, so it just makes it look like he's wearing one of those Dragon Ball Scouter
things. It does Scouter, like that. I think that's what it is, because he like...
Do you watch Arrow?
No.
Okay.
I told myself to start, but I started other series instead.
That's probably a smart choice by me.
Yeah, so yeah, that is like Buffy? A scouter, pretty much.
I have some stuff for you, then.
I just started watching it for the first time.
Okay. And you can put an Instagram and be like, oh, they're so generous to their guests, and then we'll never do it again. So yeah, well, there's that picture. And then this is the real news.
Yes.
The news.
Captain America Civil War. So, can we just run through the cast? And then we'll explain it because...
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
It's the easiest way.
And then for some of the more unfamiliar
we'll
names...
Talk to, we'll talk to the ones that have just got confirmed pretty much.
Yeah. Chris Evans, obviously. Steve Rogers / Captain America. Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark / Iron Man. Scarlett Johansson as Natasha Romanoff. And... Oh, another off.
This is the same off.
This is
we
the same
talking.
Off. The Maximoff and the Romanoff.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
Two offs.
/ Black Widow. Sebastian Stan as Bucky Barnes, Winter Soldier. Anthony Mackie as Sam Wilson / Falcon. Paul Bettany as The Vision. Jeremy Renner as Clint Barton / Hawkeye. They should have done Paul Bettany as Jarvis / The Vision.
I don't think he's going to be Jarvis anymore.
I know. But everyone else got like their normal identity and then like their superhero
name.
That's all he is now, though. Yeah. Don Cheadle as Jim Rhodes / War Machine. Elizabeth Olsen as Wanda Maximoff / Scarlet Witch. Paul Rudd as Scott Lang / Ant-Man. That's a new addition. Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa / Black Panther. That's another new addition. Emily Van Camp as Sharon Carter / Agent 13. Another new addition.
Well, she was in Winter Soldier.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. Well, yeah, but they like just announced her this week,
well,
right?
Yeah,
we didn't know she's going to show up until now.
Daniel Brühl, who recently revealed he'll be playing Baron Helmut Zemo, but Marvel did not confirm this in the press release. Frank Grillo as Brock Rumlow / Crossbones, which was... He's been tweeting it forever. And
yeah.
They finally confirmed
like right,
it.
Yeah. Like, right after Winter Soldier, it felt like he was like, but I'm not dead, I'll be back, or something. Or Civil... He said something...
Yeah, he seems like the kind of guy, though.
I don't know
have
him.
You watched his series, Kingdom?
No.
No, I think I only
is that
know
the one where that takes place in like Iraq or something?
No, it takes place in Venice.
Oh, no. Like Italy?
No,
or
here.
Beach? Okay.
Like California? Wait, what?
Yeah, Nick Jonas is his son.
Oh, okay. No, I did not know that.
And Nick Jonas is like a gay MMA fighter, and Frank Grillo is his dad.
/trainer,
yeah.
I knew it.
But it, when you
it's
watch
always
it,
the case.
When you watch the show, you're just like, this is just Frank Grillo in real life.
Yeah, probably. William Hurt as General Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross, who comes back from Incredible Hulk. And Martin, just the Hulk, right?
Yeah, Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulk?
Yeah, he's the one with Norton.
Yeah, he's Liv Tyler's dad.
Ugh,
yeah.
That movie.
And Martin Freeman, who is rumored to be playing Everett K. Ross, who will allegedly, if he does play Everett K. Ross, he's also going to appear in Black Panther.
Scarlet
Yeah, because he's
Vision.
Like, Everett K. Ross is like the liaison to Wakanda.
Yeah.
Scarlet
like that.
Vision is going to happen, and I'm so excited
in this movie?
About it.
Now,
I mean, I don't know if it's in this movie, but I hope it is. Just like the sooner the better.
Another thing we talked about recently was if we were going to, like, we saw the locations of filming,
mm-hmm.
and then we said, like, we were trying to figure out if they were going to film in Wakanda or not.
Yeah.
Because this is the first time we're going to be introduced to Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they are going to, but I also read what I took as a racist headline. I think it was a racist headline or something that Marvel, I think it was something that Marvel put out, and it said, Don Cheadle / Jim Rhodes / War Machine and Anthony Mackie / Sam Wilson / Falcon are going to introduce Chadwick Boseman, T'Challa, Black Panther. And I'm like, so the two black guys that you have are going to introduce like the third black person?
Do you ever think about how different like the whole MCU would be if they kept Terrence Howard?
Yeah.
It would be so much different.
Financially alone, I assume that they wouldn't be able to pay for it. because
they would have dropped him anyway.
Yeah, they would have dropped him. Like, he just wouldn't exist. Maybe we would never have War Machine.
I love Don Cheadle.
He is such a good Jim Rhodes and War Machine.
Yeah, his personality matches so much better than whatever Terrence Howard was doing in the first Iron Man.
Yeah. Plus, I just can't. After Hustle and Flow, I can't see him as anyone else than like an up and coming rapper.
Well, that's why Empire works.
Yeah.
But I thought the surprising news to me was that William Hurt's back as General
Thunderbolt.
What a weird pull.
Yeah, they're like, let's reach back into the Incredible Hulk.
I feel really bad for Tim Roth because he's like...
Yeah, he wants to come back.
He wants to come back.
He's the Abomination. He's out there. He's still alive. He didn't die in that movie.
Yeah.
So, like, bring me back.
I feel like the only reason they were bringing him back, though, was just to, like...
To connect it?
The need for another Hulk movie, because they're not going to happen.
No.
Because, I mean, like... This is not a spoiler, but what happens at the end of Age of Ultron, they wrote it that way so no one would assume Planet Hulk.
I still assume Planet Hulk. And then at the end of Planet Hulk, we realize it was Earth all along.
This is what happened after Thanos got there and screwed everything up.
Yeah. Or maybe Planet Hulk is like Atlantis. Maybe he discovers Atlantis. Like the real Atlantis, not Aquaman Atlantis.
No, they have Atlantis in Marvel Universe too.
There we go. I'm intrigued. I like this.
Yeah, because Hulk can breathe underwater. I'm pretty sure. I think he can. he can pretty much do anything.
Yeah, he can really do like his.
He
powers...
I'm pretty sure he can breathe in space. I think he can do pretty much. He's pretty
strong.
Yeah.
So yeah, Martin Freeman. That's the big news.
And then Ant-Man was.
And Paul Rudd. Yeah.
Because they didn't tell us Ant-Man was going to be it. Because people are like, are they making this Ant-Man movie? And then they're going to be like, forget about Ant-Man. That was just to tell you some stuff. But he'll at least be in this movie. So,
yeah. And Emily Van Camp.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Agent 13. She's back.
I hope she's more of
like,
a love interest.
We
got to
give everybody a love interest. Because they're like, we already got everyone else stacked.
Yeah, especially now that like Scarlett Johansson is very tied to the Hulk.
Yeah.
They need more stable love interests.
Yeah. Like,
I wouldn't mind a love triangle between Sebastian Stan, Emily Van Camp, and Chris Evans. It won't happen, but I think it'd be interesting.
I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen?
Or maybe Sebastian Stan comes in and swoops on Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, he's like, I feel like that's more like
you have a complicated, sordid past. I have a complicated, sordid past.
Well, that's
past.
Just because like that's one of the couplings that everyone thought was going to happen anyway.
Yeah, because didn't they saw each other before in the MCU? She's like, I saw a Winter Soldier or something.
Yeah.
She's like on some mission or
something.
That's
true. Yeah, she got like shot. She got shot by the.
Yeah.
She has a scar like on her hip or something.
Yeah.
Or on her shoulder.
He's like, they brought this dude out.
Interesting.
That'd be like a weird story to tell your kids.
Yeah, I'd be like,
when
you were.
But he was under control of the mind. He couldn't. He didn't know who he was.
The first time we had sex wasn't the first time he penetrated me. That's
yeah. That's how you tell that story.
That's how you tell it to your kids. You're like, wow. But wait, no, they can't have kids.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oops. Who cares?
We established this already. Man.
Such a minor detail.
They look like they're trying to push that point with that flashback.
They can be like the Brangelina of like the superhero world,
where they just adopt shit. Yeah. Kids. That's how Black Panther comes to America. We adopt him.
An African child. This is a full grown adult man. Yeah. You know.
Ernie Hudson's just like, why are you taking my son away from me? Oh, man. Maybe that's what Claw is there to do. He's like the adoption agent. He just...
Claw.
Except instead of like finding people who need homes, he just like kidnaps kids. There's an idea.
He's got all that money now. He can do what he wants, I guess.
Yeah, he's like, this is what I've always wanted
to
do. He's
like, thank you, Ultron, for all the money.
I've always wanted to do this. So yeah, there's that bit of news.
And then the Spider-Man director shortlist came out, which doesn't include Drew Goddard, who I think was speculated about directing.
Good.
Also.
He's out of the universe in my eyes.
Yeah, it kind of seems like it.
After what he did to Daredevil, and he still got executive producer credit.
Yeah, but I think they still said it was his, like... A lot of it was him still,
yeah.
I think. But the director shortlist is Jonathan Levine from 50-50, Ted Melfi from St. Vincent, Jason Moore from Pitch Perfect, Jared Hess from Napoleon Dynamite, and John Francis Daly and Jonathan M. Goldstein from the new Vacation movie that's coming out.
So, how exciting would it be if it was Jason Moore, though? Because, like, the newest Amazing Spider-Man was, like, what, Mark Webb, and the only movie he had done before that was 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah.
And then Jason Moore would be going from the Shrek musical currently on Netflix, Pitch Perfect, to Sisters with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, then boom, Spider-Man.
It is funny how the track some people, they like pull them out of something that's like, you wouldn't expect that same genre to work.
Yeah.
But
I really don't want it to be Jared Hess just because I hated Napoleon Dynamite so much. God forbid we get some one-liners that everyone keeps repeating.
I'd be really excited if it was either Jason Moore or Jonathan Levine, just because he has a movie coming out around Christmas time that I've already seen, and it's pretty funny. It's actually with Anthony Mackie's in it.
Oh, wow. And I think James Franco, right? Is that? Or,
he has a cameo in it, but it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Seth Rogen again.
And
what's her face? Lizzie
Kaplan. Lizzie Kaplan.
Yeah. She's like barely in it, though. Oh, wow, so like, Mindy Kaling might be in it more.
The favorite
than
people you want are not in it.
Oh, God. Don't even want to talk about her anymore. That, Infinity Wars, and exciting news. Both of them are going to be shot entirely on IMAX cameras.
I'm very first excited
movie ever.
About this.
First movie ever to do that.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I wonder what made Hunger Games, well, the second one, where they're just like, they're like, oh, you want to film the first 20 minutes of your movie in IMAX? They're like, nope. We'll just film like the rest of the
just
movie.
Just the rest. I think it's like a timing issue or
something. Yeah, because there's only so many cameras, but then these cameras that they're using on this movie are like recently developed cameras.
But I'm hoping they do a screening where it's IMAX 2D and then IMAX 3D, because right now they're only doing like IMAX 3D stuff. And they don't film these in 3D. They film in IMAX 2D, but then they post-convert it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're doing with this, and no one really knows. Because I love IMAX, but I just, IMAX 3D, I don't know. It's just too much for me.
I just think we're lucky that we have a real IMAX theater near us.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty cool. It'd be even worse if we had terrible fake IMAX.
Yeah. Also, random thought. I thought about signing up for MoviePass recently.
Yeah, but then you can only use it like, I mean, I guess
you can use it once a day. Yeah. On 2D
for, like,
movies.
But for certain movies, you can only watch them once.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think it's $35 a month in this area.
Yeah.
So I'd have to watch at least 4 movies a month to make it worth it for a Costco price.
I feel like that's not an issue.
Well, it depends on if I'm only allowed to watch movies once. Because, well, Age of Ultron, I could just watch, like, I'd watch 2 weekends in a row. Actually, what opened up this last weekend? D-Train. I'd go watch that movie in theaters.
Yeah. D-Train.
Freaking Age of Ultron. I don't think I even waited a week to watch it a second time. My friend waited about 3 hours to watch it a second time.
We almost had a friend who did that, too.
Yeah.
Because she made a promise to go to, like, a later than 7 o'clock screening.
Yeah.
And then we went to a 7 o'clock screening, and she's like, I'm just going to go with you guys. And then, if I want to, I'll go to the later screening as well. But she didn't do that. But I think she ended up watching it the next day, too.
Oh, yeah?
I'm the weirdo in this whole
thing. Yeah, why haven't you seen it twice? What's wrong with
it's
you?
It's a very, like, good rewatch of a movie.
Yeah, there's so many stuff in this that's, like, you have to watch for
also,
the second
it's just,
time.
Like, fun to watch again.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I was tempted to go when you guys went, because I got out of my class really early. And then
you
should
have just gone.
Yeah, but I had so much stuff to do right now.
even this is taken away.
Yeah, even this is taking time away. Which is shocking, because I'm just like, whatever, let's talk about drugs for 20 minutes. Let's talk about some TV, though.
Well, Wolverine.
Oh, Wolverine.
We skipped that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not important news.
Can you believe
news.
That? It's like 17 years. Like, when he said that, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's Hugh Jackman said it's his last movie.
And he's
which
gonna
I think,
be even more jacked in this one, probably, than all of them. All
which
the
we speculate. I think either he, like, hinted at it before.
Yeah, I think it was people were... He made some comment, but not official comment. He said,
and now this is his official comment saying this is the last Wolverine movie he's made.
Yeah.
Is this the death knell, using it correctly, of the X-Men universe?
No, because for some reason they're still going to go on with the First Class universe or something.
Without Wolverine?
Yeah, but
they'll just recast him.
I feel like a lot of people are like over X-Men.
I think they should just end the universe, and then just give it to Marvel. But
yes, do that.
I'm just scared that, like, that's where
Although that would suck for Marvel, though, to like start all over.
I know.
That's the problem is Marvel would have to like build its universe around X-Men. Like, it's easier to do with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's just one
even
character.
The Fantastic Four, well, yeah. To do it.
But plus, by the time they rebuild it, Elizabeth Olsen will be like 50.
Yeah.
And I won't be able to see what I want to see.
Unless we just have. They somehow did it where
they
do like.
It without it, yeah.
They're like, oh, Charles Xavier has been keeping it hush hush. They ignore
the
all like the old.
Are so, like.
Yeah, the mutants are very.
Under wraps somehow.
Or maybe actually Civil War would be the perfect place to introduce it because they're like, oh, there's a list of mutants. Like, who are these enhanced.
Yeah.
But how fucking dumb
would
that
awesome
be?
How awesome would it be if they just came out in the movie and be like, we need to label the mutants! And you're like, whoa, I didn't know Marvel could use that word. And that's how we found out that...
Yeah, but then, like, if they couldn't, like, I don't know, 7-10 years from now, you just hear Elizabeth Olsen say, no more enhanced. That's so stupid.
That's true. That's very true. But yeah, I forgot what I was going to say about this guy. Not a big fan of those Wolverine movies. They're all right.
I still haven't seen the last one.
I saw the last one way too many times because it's been on TV so much.
You don't need to see it.
Was that the one? That's the one
I'm
where
he's in Japan.
Like, yeah.
And we can make you human again. And it has a weird bear scene in the beginning. And I'm like,
yeah.
Why? This scene is unneeded. Like, it just shows death. That's unneeded death. So I hope. I'm a really big fan of Death Knell, so I'm going to keep using it, and I hope this is the Death Knell. Do you know the term Death Knell?
No.
I always thought it was Death Nail, but it's Death, K-N-E-L-L, which means, like, it's the bell being rung to show that death is, like, that someone died.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a signal of death. I've been telling everyone I know that.
I need because everyone needs to know the Death Knell.
Because no one knew. It was, yeah. Everyone thought, assumes it's N-A-I-L, but it's K-N-E-L-L. I try to educate a little bit with this podcast. That's my real
little
plan.
1% at a time.
I really don't even want to talk about movie news. I just want to educate people.
You're just slipping education in. Just like, I wish this was the whole podcast.
Yeah. I mean, this is just as financially stable as becoming a teacher, so I'm like, why not? TV news.
Supergirl news. They ordered a full series, and it will exist in the same universe as the Arrow of Flash.
And this is
who knows how much connectivity that means, but...
Because this is on CBS.
Yeah, it's on CBS, so...
That's interesting.
Yeah, I doubt it'll, like, they'll cameo as much as they do in Arrow Flash, which isn't that much,
they
but...
would, like, I've never seen Arrow or Flash, but I've seen, like, promotional stuff. Do you think that, like, aesthetically it would be the same?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Just because the actress doesn't... I feel like for, like, it being aesthetically that kind of, like, dark-ish, like... I don't know.
No, but the Flash
really
is much brighter than
Flash
the Arrow.
Flash isn't dark.
It's almost like yin and yang.
Yeah.
For Arrow and Flash.
Yeah. Like, it's not dark in Flash. It's like, he's usually doing a lot of stuff in the daytime.
Yeah.
And it's not like shot that way where it looks exactly the same.
Arrow really can't
but
afford to be out
Supergirl
in the daytime.
Supergirl's probably going to look, like, different.
I hope it's brighter.
Yeah.
I hope it's brighter than Man of Steel. I hope it's so
they're
bright.
They're not going that dark on the TV, except
just
for Arrow.
Everything's overexposed. You just see the silhouettes of people.
Like Superman. Everyone, that's
yeah.
why.
In the background, there's, like, so many people, but they're all in silhouettes.
Yeah, you see, like, Lex Luthor in the background, you see Wonder Woman in
the
background.
Distance. It's like, why don't you go over there and talk to him? No, I'm fine over
yeah.
here.
You're like, it's too bright over there.
Yeah, I'm not going over there.
You just see her in sunglasses the whole time, you're like, it's too bright.
Not doing that.
Too bright in Metropolis. I hope so, though. Because, I mean, I think she is gorgeous. Melissa, whatever her last name, Benoist.
I don't know. I always am also confused whether or not it's French, because I've been calling her Melissa Benoit for, like, the longest time. But I heard an interviewer call her Melissa Benoist, and I was just like, that's just, like, a weird pronunciation of
I wouldn't spelling. Trust an interviewer, though.
I thought Benoit, wouldn't it be pronounced like E-A-E, something like E-U somewhere in there, in the spelling?
Would it?
Because I had a friend who was named Linois, and it was like L-E-N-O... UI or something like that.
But, like, I took it from, like, moi in French, it's just M-O-I.
Yeah. But then there's the S-T at the end.
It could be silent.
Benoist.
Benoist.
Has she ever introduced herself?
I don't know. I'm about to YouTube.
She has to have said that in an interview
in
somewhere.
In a Glee thing, she should have been like, I'm Melissa Blank from Glee.
Or at least in a Whiplash, she could have been like, you're dumping me. I'm Melissa Benoist.
It's like, no, you messed up that take. You're a character. You're
she
not
also
that person.
Had that like one scene very early on in Homeland season one.
I never saw Homeland.
Because I remember I was watching Glee. And I was just like, where do I recognize here. This girl from? And I was just like, oh, I've seen her topless. That's
what she wasn't. Wait, what?
Yeah, she did like a sex scene with like Damian Lewis or like some other character.
I think they really relate to each other in this.
She's going to say her name.
Let's find
There's
out.
This,
no, damn it.
Between the two of them. I think they really relate to each other in this.
Oh, maybe at the end where she's like, I'm Melissa Blank and this has been Blank.
Okay. You know, just meeting a friend. Hey, you guys, is the name of this website.
I thought she was going to say, Ben, really?
I've just learned something new working with him.
God.
You guys.
Hey.
Hey,
you guys.
Is that
from the Goonies?
Nice.
Hey. I don't care about your stupid stinger. Does your YouTube channel have a stinger?
What is that?
Like at the end where it's like, hey, this is... I don't know
I
your
mean,
YouTube
I have
channel.
An end slate, but I usually put like a clip of an old video. It's like a TV set on top
of. I found it. I found it. Let's see.
Melissa Benoist.
Melissa Benoist.
Noice.
Benoist.
That just sounds so awkward to me.
Yeah, what's up with all these white names, Michael?
I don't know. I don't come up with them.
Melissa Benoist and the Romanovs.
Those are like Russians, man. I gotta ask.
No, Russian people be white.
You gotta ask those Russians.
Let me call up Putin.
Like, Putin, what's off with the offs?
Yeah.
Is it V's or O's or F's? And then we got the synopsis for Legend of Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so the Legend of Tomorrow synopsis, which is that Flash Arrow spinoff with all those people. I don't want to list them because there's a lot of them. It says, when heroes alone are not enough, the world needs legends. Having seen the future, one he will desperately try to prevent from happening, time-traveling rogue Rip Hunter is tasked with assembling a disparate group of both heroes and villains to confront an unstoppable threat, one of which is not only is the planet at stake, but all of time itself. Can this ragtag team defeat an immortal threat unlike anything they have ever known?
No, because threat is immortal.
Why
you ruined
is
it already.
Boom.
That any movie, show, anything with a team, they're
it's
always
a ragtag.
It's always a ragtag team of
what's the opposite of ragtag?
And, like, they don't like, fit together.
I think that was also in the description of the first Pitch Perfect movie.
Can we call our podcast a group, like a ragtag team of podcasters? Ragtag definition. And then I'm going to look up the antonym. Definition, untidy, disorganized, incongruously varied in character, or a group of people perceived as disreputable or undesirable. I mean, if that doesn't say Dhruv Patel all over it, I don't know what does. Antonym.
And also, like, let's form this team and not include Flash or Arrow.
Yeah.
Because they're not that important.
Neat.
And we need another show.
Kempt or neat?
Neat.
I like the term kempt.
That's ragtag. Team of heroes versus these
neat.
Kempt villains.
Kempt. Well cared for. I don't think I've ever heard that term, kempt.
I feel like if they were well cared for, they wouldn't become villains.
Lex Luthor seems like he could be like kempt or neat.
Yeah, he
seems but not well cared for.
Not well cared.
No, not at all.
Financially well cared for. Let's move on.
And then Agent Carter, Agent Shield are back, but that spinoff is not happening.
The Mockingbird.
Yeah, the Mockingbird and whoever the other dude was.
Is this...
That's not happening. But there's still a show in development by the dude from 12 Years a Slave.
Okay.
That wasn't this
yeah.
spinoff. That's something else that we don't know what that is.
Is this the death knell of Marvel Television.
No, because they added two of their shows that are coming back. One never existed, but they're still making another one, so obviously.
Well, there's like no chance in hell that the internet would ever let Agent Carter die.
Yeah, it was close this time, I feel like.
It was close, but have you seen Tumblr? Tumblr is like, it's all I've seen for the past like 3 weeks.
Where was Tumblr when Freaks and Geeks was out?
Oh, right.
Just a thought in someone's
head.
Yeah,
but they did say it's only going to be 8 episodes like the last one.
Oh, that's
so it's
horrible.
Not even like a 20.
Is it going to take like do the same thing where it's during the break?
I assume so, but I don't think any of that's been released yet. But I would guess it would be the in-betweener like they did for S.H.I.E.L.D. last time. Yeah. Would be my guess.
During the hiatus.
Yeah. Which makes sense. So then they said something with S.H.I.E.L.D. like it's probably going to probably go even 4 because they can syndicate it after 4 seasons or something.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably, if it's gone 3, they're probably like already and 4 is probably pretty much
that's where
guaranteed.
You make all your money.
Yeah. Because then they can sell it to other networks and stuff.
Can't wait to watch remix of this on or like
remix.
Reruns of this on freaking TBS.
Yeah, I don't know how you watch, especially like second season. It's all in
I can't
order.
Wait for the promo on TBS.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, my name is Clark Gregg, and you're watching TBS.
And then you think he's about to like introduce the new adventures of old Christine.
Yeah.
Nope.
This is my show.
He's like, after my old show, you can watch my newer show. And you're like, geez, what's going on?
Yeah, but
can't wait to watch like 4 hours of this at a time. Okay.
And then Daredevil news, Rosario Dawson's going to come back for season 2, plus more. So, the other Netflix shows, I guess. But we don't know which ones or when or how. But apparently, in the first season, they only had her for 5 episodes contractually, which I didn't know.
I mean, I could tell. Because I was like...
Because they kind of edited her out of the
season. Yeah, she's like,
half.
She moved out.
She's like, she was just here. That's what they do in one episode. She's like, if she was here, she wouldn't tell me what like anything, though.
How great would it be if... She just stayed in the room really quiet in the corner of the room of like Matt Murdock's apartment. She's just like, he won't know I'm here.
She's like, but then he sees everything on fire. That's the problem. He's not really blind. That's the thing.
Oh, that's a spoiler. Sorry, Mylon.
He's not blind.
He's blind. That's not, he's not blind.
It's from the comics.
Yeah.
He sees a world on fire. I'm pretty sure that's from the comics.
But when you get to that episode where it's called World on Fire, don't be surprised. That was the one stupid thing where I was like, I can't wait until they say this episode and or like the name of the episode in the show, because they did it almost every time.
Did they? Oh, I didn't even read the titles of the episodes.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's how a lot of episodes are named, though, for any show.
Yeah, they like don't come at the episode title first, I think, or do they? And they're like, find a way to put this line in the episode, or they think...
Like, have you watched Survivor?
Oh, no, I don't watch Survivor. No, that one makes sense, though. Let me find this...
It's
I think it was
the best because
I think it was the second
did
episode
they say
was
Daredevil
called
at the end.
Yeah, because he's like Daredevil, better than like the Devil of Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah,
and the weirdest episode name to me was Rabbit in a Snowstorm because I was like, where are they going to say that? Is that a thing?
It's like a rabbit in a snowstorm. You can't see.
I can't wait until I have a TV show called the series finale Death Knell. Or the episode where they jump the shark Death Knell and they're like,
I think
okay.
I would
you
just
called
name,
it.
I just think I would. The first thing I would do before writing the script is name the episode.
Is name every episode.
It's like, how am I going to fit that in?
Yeah.
I think the best would, like, just name every episode exactly as it happens.
It's like, very obvious.
Like, yeah. Like, the whole thing tells the story of what happens.
And then
like,
the people would just be like, no, that's stupid. That's not going to happen.
There's no way Mylon is that uncreative where she's very blatant with her titles.
And then whatever, like, they thought that the creator was trying to make them think happens, and then it ends up being like kind of like a weird mind blow because it's like they actually did it.
Oh no, I had an idea. What if it was like a very minor thing in the episode, like so minor that normal people wouldn't touch up on it?
It's like an Easter egg. The title is
Easter egg. So my idea is like, let's say this guy goes
there's
and
just
gets
like one frame
a coffee at Starbucks or at 7-Eleven every day. It's what the guy before him orders. So it's like bag of Doritos, one large Slurpee, and a hot dog. It like that's all. That's
or,
what it is.
Or he would just get mashed potatoes from the new 7-Eleven mashed potato vending machines.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, in some 7-Elevens they have a mashed potato machine, and you know how like
I can't
nacho?
Wait until I take a Slurpee cup to that machine.
You know well, how they go. Have the nacho thing has one side is chili and one side is cheese. Yeah, they have one is potatoes, one is gravy.
That's interesting.
Wow.
I don't know, that kind of sounds gross.
Yeah.
It sounds disgusting,
but I don't
want to
hear that. I don't want to do that coming out of the machine.
Coming out, I don't want to see what a gravy dispensing machine looks like. They probably have that in Canada, though, right? Like poutine? Like make your own poutine place? Is that a thing? Maybe we have a business idea for Canada.
I think we can start it up if it doesn't exist already.
Like a Chipotle for poutine. Chipoutine.
Chipoutine. Not even creative, just take Chipotle's name.
Is Harold listening? Moving on to some Star Wars news.
So the Star Wars anthology, the second film, which Josh Trank left, it's going to feature the origin of Boba Fett.
Now, did you read any articles on why Josh Trank
was not.
A lot of people saying that he was kicked off the movie because of...
They're like, that Fantastic Four trailer sucked. I'm going to kick you off the movie.
No, but apparently there was a lot of problems that happened during the filming of Fantastic Four.
Oh, really?
So that's what they say. That's what I read. Huh. I didn't look into it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see like any sexual harassment or anything. I was like, not interested.
That's what you zoom in on your way. Wait a second. Bryan Singer, he molesting kids on the set? What's going on? Why are they still letting him make movies?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I mean, then they would have let him stay on this movie.
I think as long as the movie's good, they don't care what people do.
It's really crazy how that just disappeared, right?
Yeah.
But I think they said it was like it didn't happen while he was filming the movie or something.
They're still letting him make the apocalypse.
That's crazy.
But like Days of Future Past was so good. We're so hit or miss on these movies.
Yeah, we really can't afford to.
they're like, we don't care.
Be like, you don't understand. He fixed every problem we ever dug ourselves into.
Yeah.
And he fixed it all in one movie. Yeah, there's no Netflix today.
You skipped one.
Did I? Yeah, oh, yeah. Jeez, I keep doing that. The most exciting news, too. Star Wars Episode 9. Apparently, Joss Whedon might direct it. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, I think it's interesting. I don't know. I just kind of feel weird that he's always just like, I'm going to take a long break. And then the next week, it's just like, Joss Whedon.
Yeah, all of a sudden, he's like, I've been working so hard for the last years. And then I think it only takes him like a little time off. And he's like, why did I stop working?
Even him quitting Twitter wasn't because of all the drama. He's just like, well, if I'm going to write, I need to be in, like, a quiet place, and, like, Twitter's, like, the noisiest place.
Yeah, but no one's telling him to go to Twitter every day. Like, I assume when you're that famous, you don't, like, constantly scan Twitter like I'm doing.
That's what I always find weird. It's like, they're like, I'm being so harassed on there. Well, like, don't check your notifications. Don't check that stuff. Or
I assume once you get to, like, a moderate level of fame,
well,
you don't have your notifications on.
I'm assuming people don't, but then they must be looking through it all the time.
I think it's different than, like, for, like, people behind the scenes and people in front of the camera. Because, like, people in front of the camera, they don't give a shit about, like, what people say on Twitter.
Yeah, they're, like, all constantly.
But, like, writers and directors are always going to look for feedback.
I guess that's true, because you're for sure getting less, first of all. Unless you're, I guess you can be bigger than certain actors and actresses, but...
Like, is Christopher Nolan on Twitter? Imagine if he was.
Yeah.
Let me tweet
at
him.
Imagine if, like...
I'm going to go hate tweet him. Your movie sucked. He's like, which one? I'm like, Dark Knight Returns or Dark Knight Rises. Christopher Nolan.
Like, not gonna lie, Twitter. I kind of hated Interstellar. Like,
yeah, not a big.
No, he's not on Twitter.
Yeah, imagine what his notifications would be.
His tweets would probably be dumb.
Yeah,
you know that
I
thing you really enjoyed.
So, like, whenever someone like praise the crap out of Interstellar to me, and then I finally watched it, and I was just like, this is so stupid.
I think we talked about this last time you were on. I think last time you were on, you just saw Interstellar.
And I was glad I found someone who didn't like it.
Yeah.
Because everyone was like, it's amazing!
Like, that,
like,
that
no!
Was, that
I think
the
that was
time...
the death knell for Interstellar for me.
Yeah.
Because I never saw it.
You've never seen it, right? No. I still want you to see it, and you'll be like, it was awesome!
That was like, the first time that, like, because the movie passes had already been a thing for a while,
mm-hmm.
but that was, like, that movie made such a huge impact that AMC was like, oh, yeah, we'll do an unlimited pass,
yeah, that's
but
where,
just for this movie.
That's
you
what
can
I
watch
said.
Interstellar, like, every day!
I was like, that would be a nightmare. It's so long already. Plus, I watching it another time would be a long journey that I don't want to, like, especially, like, a week later or a day later would seem too close to watch that movie again.
Interesting. Okay. Well, nothing's new on Netflix today.
The problem, I'm a little concerned about the Star Wars sequels just because I feel like J.J.
No
Abrams.
Consistency.
Like, J.J. J.J. Abrams, how are you going to top, like, if it's good, how are you going to top his, like, dedication and care to what I feel like he does?
I think he builds a framework for them.
Yeah, I guess if the framework is built.
Because he's like, I already have a Millennium Falcon built. I have all these things. Like, we created practical effects for all these things.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Because the hard part is developing the whole...
Or, like, pitching it to people. When after J.J. Abrams does it, and they're like, oh, okay, this could work. People still want to see it.
Yeah.
Then we can...
That's a good point.
Plus, I mean, it's Star Wars. I don't think Disney's ever going to be like, you can't do that in Star Wars.
Yeah. It's going to sell itself, even if it's not as great.
Did you hear about what J.J. Abrams said about Episode 7?
No.
He had to take out callbacks.
Oh, I did hear about that.
He said he had too many callbacks.
Yeah.
I want to see the full callback version. I want to see how detailed he goes, where he's just like...
There was... I don't know if they left it in or not. Well, it's maybe kind of a spoiler, I guess. Did you hear about it? Is Jar Jar Binks related?
How he wanted to kill Jar Jar Binks? No, I don't care.
Yeah, they said... I don't know if it's in the movie or not, or... I don't think it is, but he said he wants to have, like, Jar Jar Binks' bones, like, somewhere in the movie. Like, you just... No one would really notice unless they looked. It's Jar Jar Binks, like, just dead body or his bones or something.
I dig it.
Because people hate Jar Jar Binks, so he wanted to kill
him off. That's a true fan.
Because they still never killed him off. Like, people hated him in Phantom Menace, but they kept him... He was still in 2 and 3. Like, not a big role, but he was still in there.
It's little Annie! And I was like, oh, God, this guy.
The kids love him.
Oh, man. Okay. For the last time. There's nothing on Netflix today.
Nothing on Netflix.
You can follow our Instagram. Because I feel like Michael's handling such a good job of the Instagram now that our podcast only supplements. Right?
Supplements. Yeah. Supplements, yeah.
The Instagram account. Although,
there's more content on this. This is 5 days a week.
That's true.
This is, yeah.
But there is some stuff we forget about, and that is on Instagram.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I should probably look at tweets. Let's see if we got any tweets on Monday.
Tweets?
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did either.
Nope. Nope. Okay. Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, everything. Destiny Pizzas, DestinyPizzas. You can follow me directly at Dhruv Patel, DhruvPatel.
Follow me at mstesca, msteska.
And you can visit my site that I finally started posting on, mylins.com, mailinhs.com, or on Twitter at mylinstweets, which you can just find on the website because I'm not spelling that out.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to start doing that. I have a website that just has all my crap on it.
DhruvP.com.
DhruvP.com.
A lot easier.
Yeah. Now we need to make up a website for you, like Michael Stesco.
Yeah.
Which is longer than M Stesco.
Which is longer than M Stesco.
My Twitter name.
Maybe mstesca.com is free. Maybe stesca.com is free.
I don't know. There was already a Michael Stesco on Twitter. So maybe that dude took my old website.
Did you check Michael? On Twitter.
Just at Michael. I'm sure that's not been taken.
That'd be awesome. Okay, we'll come back tomorrow for The Leftovers. Tomorrow, May 11th.
Nope.
May 12th.
Yep.
On Tuesday, the 12th. And I'm going to give you some fun fact. I'm going to have a fun fact for tomorrow. So come back tomorrow and hear that fun fact. And then you're going to be like, that's a fun fact, Dhruv. What world do you live in? An unfun one. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.